Sea Alaska holds its annual shareholder meeting Saturday near Seattle. A new CEO will take over, as will the new board chairman or woman. And at least one new board member will be seated. All will face the challenges of a new economic reality. The Juneau-based regional native corporation has been losing money, and plans for recovery are uncertain. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska recently told its shareholders about its financial problems. The corporation's annual report showed operational losses of about $57 million last year. Revenues from investments and other sources brought that down to about $35 million, but it's still a lot of money. Outgoing CEO Chris McNeil Jr. says Sea Alaska is doing fine. It has a three-point plan to bounce back.
And one, of course, is achieving our land entitlement before Congress. The second is making one or more highly profitable acquisitions in 2015. And then also it would have to significantly increase its federal contracting with higher margins.
The first is controversial federal legislation turning 70 to 80,000 acres of Tongass National Forest timberlands over to the corporation. It stalled in Congress, but if it's passed, it will allow Sea Alaska to reinvigorate its logging subsidiary once the corporation's economic powerhouse.
We will be effectively running out of timber by the end of this year or sometime in early 2015.
Rick Harris is executive vice president of the corporation. Some of the targeted timberlands have high-value, old-growth forest. Others have, or will have, second or young growth trees big enough to fell and sell. Harris says Sea Alaska is developing markets for those smaller trees.
We're working with the customer. We're working with them and identifying the supply that we have, both for mature timber and second growth, and then helping build a plan with our customer that we will be able to supply their needs and that they have the mills that are capable of handling the type of wood that we can deliver.
The board has struggled with replacing timber income, and we've had 20 years to plan for this.
Carlton Smith is one of four business-oriented shareholders running for the board as a slate. He says Sea Alaska would do better getting involved in Alaska's oil and gas industry and helping shareholders find employment there. One way, he says, is to join other native corporations campaigning against repealing the state's oil and gas tax structure.
We need to make a commitment to the future of Sea Alaska's involvement in Alaskan commerce, and that takes place in Anchorage.
Smith wants the corporation to open an office in the state's largest city. Karen Togg, another member of the shareholders' slate, says it's time to close or at least move Sea Alaska's office in Bellevue, Washington. That's the home of several subsidiaries, as well as the CEO's main office.
They could very well pay rent somewhere else at a much cheaper rate than keeping the high rent area of Bellevue open.
Does it seem to you that that was essentially created, that office created, so Chris McNeil could work and live down south?
Yes.
Corporate officials won't give many details of the second part of their recovery plan to buy one or several new profitable businesses. That's because the plan is still being developed. But McNeil says they're considering areas that could employ shareholders in Southeast Alaska or the Pacific Northwest.
We've taken another look and will continue to look in the fishery sectors.
Other areas include organic foods and expanded mariculture. Sea Alaska is already backing small tribally owned oyster farms. VP Harris says it creates businesses that take a realistic approach to village employment.
Jobs that are the kind of thing that people want to do, and it's consistent with the way they live their lives. Instead of us coming in and saying you've got to change the way you live in order to have a job, we're saying let's see if we can't create jobs that meet with your needs.
Shellfish farming is part of Sea Alaska's Haw-Awnee division, which focuses on job development within the region. But Smith and some other critics say that's not where to look if you're trying to boost corporate profits.
I don't know how a company that's not making money by itself can be generating economic development elsewhere. And even though it theoretically does touch the lives of our shareholders, it certainly would not be the number one priority at the moment.
Corporate officials say Sea Alaska needs to try to get more leverage out of government contracting. But that's been part of the corporation's problems. About $26 million was lost last year when that subsidiary badly underestimated two federal construction projects in Hawaii. The Independent Slate's Ross Soboloff also wants to lower costs by reducing pay and bonuses for board members and top managers.
My personal opinion about the board compensation now is it's high. And when the top levels of your company tighten their belt and cut their own expenses, it sets a very important precedent. It sets the tone of the company.
Soboloff, Togg, and Smith are three of 13 candidates running for Sea Alaska's board. Their slate also has a fourth member, Margaret Nelson. CEO McNeil will officially retire at the annual meeting. Treasurer and Chief Investment Officer Anthony Malott will take his place. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.